I'm on the flight. I'm flying Air Canada to Toronto, and I'm beginning the Tuttle to Texas process, although, as some of you will know, I'm not actually getting as far as Texas, nor am I going to South by Southwest. More of that later. Anyway, the sun is streaming in through the porthole. Well, actually, you probably call it a window, but it looks very like the porthole over my bed on the boat, except from it I can see clouds rather than sea or mud. Beautiful, actually. The sun's really nice. In Kent, we haven't had much sun for the past week or so. So it's lovely to see it. I can't see any sea, just lots of... Oh, I can see a bit of sea now. Just lots of clouds, and the sun now reflecting off the sea. It's beautiful. We're about, I don't know, an hour away from London, and into the flight. Had a pretty horrible time going through security. The people were alright, you know, just the process is horrible. They took my tech bag apart completely. I mean, completely. They said, you've got too much electronics. Too much electronics. I managed not to say, what do you mean, too much electronics? I've left half of it at home. I bit my lip. I've got no router. I've left my DV camera at home because Michelle's got a proper broadcast quality camera. I've left quite a lot of cables at home. I've got almost no Firewire cable, and only a couple of Ethernet cables and a few audio cables and things, but mostly it's just not there. So I don't know what their problem is. Anyway, what they really didn't like is they didn't like the Power Gorilla battery, which is a kind of it's the same size as a biggish paperback book, and they didn't like that, and they rubbed that funny paddy thing, you know, on the end of a stick that they kind of put everywhere in your bag and then put through a special machine. They offered to repack my bag after absolutely they had me open all the zips, take everything out. It took two of those great big slidey storagey tray things. And they had insisted on putting it all back through the scanner. So it took about 20 minutes. Anyway, got through, so that's fine. Reasonably stressful. I thought, oh, God, if they don't like my stuff, what am I going to do with it? Anyway, I was hoping that being on the aeroplane might actually make this whole project feel a bit more real. And I'm sorry to say, Lloyd and Heather and Michelle, when you listen to this, it doesn't feel any more real. This is what I know. I know that I'm seeing the Mars Discovery District people on Friday, and I'm also trying to fit in some other meetings in Toronto on Thursday. I know that I'm getting a train from Toronto to Boston. Well, actually, Toronto to Albany on Saturday, and then I have to stay over and get another train from Albany to Boston on Sunday, arriving in Boston at 9 o'clock in the evening on Sunday evening. And I know that my former colleague and friend Peter Hurst from MIT Sloan is kindly meeting me in Boston on Sunday evening. And I know that we've got things organised in Boston, especially on the 3rd, but also possibly on the 2nd as well. And that's all great. After that, I know we're going to New York and Washington and Atlanta and New Orleans. And then I know that I'm flying back on the 13th, overnight, 14th. So I'm flying back from New Orleans to Toronto, and then Toronto to London. In between, we're going to be meeting people. We're going to be talking about cultural difference. I'd like to talk about what collaboration means and how different forms of collaboration are modulated or expressed by kind of cultural and cultural background. We're going to talk about innovation. And we're going to use various forms of social media to cover, report, think, write, and we're doing it all by train. Two final thoughts. The first one is, if you're the kind of person for whom a detailed itinerary with times, dates, and known things appears, then this would not fill you with happiness. The kind of itinerary that a PA I used to have would do, which wasn't quite, you know, 06:30, get up, remember to put your trousers on in the morning, and then have detailed 30-minute time slots through the rest of the day. But it's kind of like that. You've probably gathered that that's not what we're doing. It's kind of an improvisation. Let's put it like that. We know some of the elements, we know who the players are, and we know some of the things we're going to do, and we know some of the ordering, but we don't really know quite how it's going to play out. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, and it comes back to my earlier remarks, in case you ever are tempted to make jokes or smart aleck remarks to security people at airports, just don't. Don't do it. Graven into my memory is a long time ago, a Ukrainian colleague of mine, when I was doing JVs, negotiating JVs for the Ukrainian Ministry of Post and Telecoms in Switzerland, tried to make a joke with the humorless Swiss security guard about maybe he had a bomb in his bag. Luckily, his his Ukrainian accented English and the Swiss guy's Swiss German English gave them a bit of a problem, and I was able to get in there between the two of them before anything really bad kicked off. Just don't do it. It's not big, it's not clever, and they are trained to have their senses of humour removed, and they have a pretty difficult job, so don't be smart and don't make jokes.